1, 2, 3.
She is known as Mama Fern. For more than 50 years, she's been the mother of African dance in Wisconsin.
Kothi has done a lot of firsts in this state.
Kothi is an internationally renowned dance company, and Fern Calker Bronson is its driving force.
Every step of African dance that's done within Wisconsin has come from Mama Fern. And without Mama Fern, Wisconsin wouldn't have African dancing, honestly.
The name Kothi is Shebro, which means go black. It was very brave of me to call the company this in the 60s. But I did that intentionally because it called meaning to go, as to seek, to discover, and thi meaning black, the color black. We've actually seen a massive change occur in terms of how people perceive the African dance and music.
In the early years, Wisconsin wasn't so welcoming.
We're talking in the 60s. We came out in African dress and attire and performed. It was, too bluntly put, people screaming at us, go back to Africa where you came from. I was young and naive. And I don't think I had any idea how hard it was going to be. No idea.
Her idea to form an African dance company started on a day of deep reflection at an infamous trading depot in Ghana, built by the Portuguese to export enslaved Africans.
Sitting there at Elmina Castle and realizing that there was a disconnect between what Africans in Africa in the 60s thought with those black people who live in that country called America, that's when the light came on for me. Here we are in the 51st year.
What Fern brought to Wisconsin and then the world was African dance, music, and empowerment.
When you get in a room with people and the drums are going, the music is going, and the dance is going, you can actually hold on to something that's called spirit. This is why the drum and African dance was banned on the plantations. They knew that there was something powerful there.
Fern elevated that power, becoming a trailblazer at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
I think about her work as an academic and scholar. She's always been a front runner in that sense. She was the first person to implement African dance classes, to build a degree program, a dance program that specialized in this art form.
African dance wasn't looked at as an art form. It was more so looked at as a tribal dance.
As the years passed, Fern built Kothi Dance Company into a beacon of African pride.
When you step into this room, you are African. It used to be shunned. And for a long time growing up as a kid, I was almost embarrassed to be African.
I think Kothi's vision is to help people to be able to dream themselves. Because when you can dream yourself, then nothing can stop you. Mandela taught us that. Gandhi taught us that. Martin Luther King taught us that. It's the most beautiful thing in the world.
All right, here we go. From within the circle of truth,
we will always find continuity, faith, and love.
I think it's about reinstilling a connection so people can get back in touch with their soul power. That black people are beautiful, that black people can be happy and can be flamboyant and can be colorful and can be joyful. Oh, yeah. Black people can embrace other people because we're confident in who we are.
After more than 50 years, Fern is in transition, mentoring the dance troupe's next leaders with wisdom and grace.
I call myself the whisperer because I feel my role now is to help their path in the leadership of the company be a little easier than mine was.
Musical director of Kofi Dance Company, Kumasi.
In African culture, you have to respect your mama. Even though she's not our direct mother, she continuously gives us knowledge of paths. When we're wrong, she corrects us.
When we say Mama Fern, we take that very seriously. It's out of respect for her. It is the place where I became an artist.
For Mama Fern, the days of dancing have given way to the rhythm of writing.
I hope my legacy will be that in the African tradition, my name will be talked about forever. It took crazy. And it took crazy to start Kofi Dance Company. And it's gonna take crazy to keep it going. I found a bunch of crazy young people who believe in a crazy dream and a crazy old woman who are crazy enough to be just this side of successful. Crazy.